Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back. Sports to the Max. News Talk 830 WCCO. You're home to the Timberwolves tomorrow night there in Brooklyn. Joining us right now, the one and only Blake Offarber to talk some basketball Gopher style and shot clock, and is coming to Minnesota for high school. Blake, good evening. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. Always good to talk to you. And obviously, once hoops start flying, I always think of you right away. And I'm watching this Gopher basketball team that it was a modest schedule to start with, but I think people were still pleasantly surprised they played well. And then they beat Pitt the other night. And they do it with a lot of defense and a lot of, you know, take you out of your game. And I thought, we all understand how important defense is, but can you sustain that, or do you have to be more offensively skilled than that, Blake, to win a lot in the Big Ten? What have been your impressions?
Yeah, no, I think, obviously, like you mentioned, it was more of a modest schedule to start, but I think at the beginning of the year, before any of the games started, if someone would say we're undefeated at this point, I don't think very many people would have said, would have thought that. So I think it's they've been fun games. The team's been working hard, and they're actually fun to watch. I mean, maybe the talent hasn't been there like it's been in the past, but the guys definitely like playing together. They're playing hard. And that's all you can ask for as a fan and a coach. But to answer your question, I mean, they are playing great defense. You know, the good thing about the Big Ten is sometimes it is lower scoring games than other conferences historically have been. But I still think you need to have a little offensive firepower as well, not just trying to hold someone off. Because sometimes, unfortunately, offense can beat defense.
So like when you look at this team and you say, okay, second half, they get in one of those matches, who would you look to create offense, and how would you go about that?
I mean, I think you got to say Battle to start. I mean, he's shown he's a solid player. He's strong. He can shoot the ball. He's tall enough. But I think, at least if it were me, I'd start there. Then you kind of got some other players that can do some things, but I kind of look to go through him to start.
Blake Offarber is our guest. And Blake, you've been through it where teams have, tried to take you away, et cetera, et cetera. When that happens in a game, so let's say you go after Battle the same way they'd go after you, a shooter like that. What has to happen next to be a good team in the Big Ten? How quickly do you have to get to option B and option C and have real plausible, or how do you create for those people if maybe they are a little bit offensively challenged?
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to run players for that player, right? And, you can't be just isolation plays. I don't think that's going to be Minnesota basketball, at least this year. It's going to be more, I don't even want to say pick and rolls, but more off screens and screens and back doors and stuff like that, just being crafty and creative. And, Battle does a decent job on slashing and getting a couple easy buckets too. So I think if he can continue to do that, that's going to be huge. But as we all know in the Big Ten, you can get locked up pretty easily if you don't have any other offensive weapons. So I think the Gophers, they do have them. They just got to showcase them and create plays where the player, the specific player for the that play, you know, in that play is, you know, advantageous at that that skill set. So if you got a guy that can't shoot the three as well, don't set up a play for him to hit the three. Set up a play for him to hit the, you know, free throw line jump shot or back door or whatever you can do. And I think Ben's trying to be creative as much as he can, because we all know he was dealt a tough hand this year with all but one guy transferring, or two guys, I guess, with Curry coming back. But it's they're doing a good job with what they have so far.
You know, you played for your uncle, Ken Novak Jr., and one of the things that I like to study is coaches and figure out, you know, who knows what, et cetera. And I forever believe that one of the misperceptions that people have is that as you move up, you must be better at X and O's because you're coaching college or you're coaching pros. And I see some of the best X and O's, I think, at high school level sometimes. It's just that those people have chosen not to try to chase the coaching dream. And what your uncle does at Hopkins is create a system where he believes, you know, you've got to have a basketball IQ. And so you have to understand the context of what you're doing each possession, how it relates to the game. So, you know, one time down the floor, it might be okay to rush the shot. The next time down the floor, hey, you might want three or four passes, but you have to get to the point where you don't even have to coach that. Your team is so in tune that they recognize that. Do you see that in him? And is that ultimately what a great coach does is once you get to game night, you know what to do, whether you look over to the sideline or not, because you understand the game.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. And obviously he's my uncle, so I think highly of him. But, you know, I think many people think highly of him and his coaching style, and that's exactly what he does. He tries to coach not players to be a shooting guard or point guard, but to be a basketball player. And to do that, they got to think on the court, right? So a lot of his sets and plays, you know, he's got set plays for specific, you know, options. But many of his plays or sets, I don't even want to call them plays, is – you know, it's more space it out and play what you see, right? So if a defense is overplaying you, right, backdoor them, or, you know, keep moving the ball. And a lot of the plays we used to run and they still run are there's many different options. And the guy with the ball has got to make, you know, a play, right, and an option and decide what he wants to do versus, hey, this is the play we're doing and you got to pass it here and he's got to pass it there. It's more so if you know, do what you see. And that's why I think his teams are always good come March. And those are kind of the, you know, Gonzagas and Dukes and people like that in college where their teams get better. Then come March, they're playing their best basketball because, you know, the team has, you know, a lot of rapport with each other. Sure. And trusts each other and knows exactly what to do, even if the defense does something unique or different.
Blake Hoffarber is our guest, yeah, and basically, you know, you start thinking the game the same way, and it becomes a lot of fun. What the heck, Joey Coleman? Did I see him on Bachelorette?
He is, yeah. He.
How about that? Know. And the young lady, Lindsay Young, is from Edina, right? And then he's from Hopkins, and they end up on the same show, both basketball players?
That's right, yeah. I guess he played D1 basketball. I think she went to Woodbury, if I remember right. You know, Mike, when you... You probably know this. When you get married and you got kids, you know, that's what I do with my wife now, you know, on Mondays. She got me watching that show. And now it's pretty interesting with Joe being on there. And I think
I never thought Blake Hoffarber would get to that point, though.
Yeah. Hey, I'd like to be watching some basketball games, but, you know, you gotta make some sacrifices.
Yeah, I understand.
And watch shows together. So I've been watching it. It is interesting because he was just a little guy when I was in high school, and obviously I played with his brother Dan at the U and in high school for a year. So it's coming full circle. I'm the old guy now.
What's funny is I didn't realize I was doing my radio show and that's up in the monitor and I go, God, you know, that almost looks like Joel Coleman. I didn't know he was on the show, right?
He's got a shaved head now. So
and I'm going, my God, if I didn't know better, I'd swear that was Joel Coleman.
Now.
And I realized why it looked like Joel Coleman, right? Because it was Joel Coleman, you know?
he's doing a good job. I haven't seen him in a little bit, but, you know, he seems to be doing well. And I know him and his brother, Dan, are doing big things in the real estate world here locally. And, he's always been a good kid and a good family.
Yeah, good family. Now, the shot clock was approved today, 35-second shot clock for high school sports. My first take on it would be that good basketball players are going to welcome this, and they're going to say, this is great. How do you see it for high school basketball?
I think it's long overdue. I'm happy to see it. I mean, I know some people that, you know, maybe don't have the offensive skill set or team to get a shot up that quick if they're under pressure to get something up. But I mean, I think it's good. I mean, we've seen in years past, I mean, the teams that have you know, used the strategic way to do it, which I think has been smart in the past, is the stall, right? If you're up,
yeah,
the stall.
Yeah, if you're the underdog,
the defense
stall, yeah.
Gets over-aggressive and starts going for steals, and you beat them that way. But now it's going to change a little bit. I'm glad they made it 35 seconds, because anything less than that I think would have been pretty tough for some, you know, type of players. But I do think it will benefit the better, you know, the more skilled and talented teams, to be honest.
Yeah, the only downside is every once in a while you get a blowout, and, you know, I mean, you're going to have to shoot the ball in 35 seconds, and those blowouts could get pretty big, but maybe that's incentive as well, I guess, to you know, you're going to have to play through that if you're a team that's getting beat, et cetera. But I think most people would welcome. The more difficult part is, and Blake, you know this because you go to a lot of NBA games, you better know what you're doing when you're running their shot clock, right? Because it's like, did it touch iron or not, and all that. That's gonna be a little bit of a learning curve.
Absolutely, yeah. That's I know back in the day, at least, I was always told that Minnesota didn't do it at the time because it was going to be costly for all the high schools to buy the shot clocks and stuff. But you're right, that is a job in itself to figure out when to reset it, et cetera. But you know, I think it's going to be good, and you know, I think, you know, coaches are going to have to get a little more skilled. And if you think about it, I mean, these possessions weren't lasting a lot of times over 35 seconds anyways. So for most possessions, I think it's just going to be more psychologically in your head to like, oh boy, we got to get going.
Yep. Or you're going to, in your head, you're going to go, oh, 10 seconds. Now we go to this play, whatever it is, as opposed to can just wait. Blake, always good to talk to you. We'll do it again soon. Appreciate it very much.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Mike, and happy holidays.
Yeah, you too. Blake Hoffarber, nice enough to join us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.